How many's glad out there you're saved?
Yeah.
Are you glad?
Yes.
Oh my.
Thank you.
I'm happy that I am. Lord, it's been so, so good.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. Really, I wouldn't want to face tomorrow without the Lord.
Amen.
I wouldn't. No.
That's right.
I live 20 years in sin. And it's by God's mercy I'm here.
Right.
The 28th day of this month, I'll be saved 48 years.
Wow.
And that's the best decision I ever made in my whole life.
Yes.
And if I had it all to do over, I would have given my heart to the Lord when I was a child.
Yeah.
Went down a wrong road, got mixed up with the wrong crowd. But I had a praying mom and a praying dad. And sought the Lord and said, please, I was the only child, only son. Said, Lord, would you save him? So many times, Mom would reach and get a hold of me before I'd go out the door. She said, honey, boys out there in 1967, Chevelle, I know I've told this so many times. Midnight blue Chevelle, a racing engine in it. Big old overhead cam in it, hit just a rock in the windows. They'd honk the horn. I'd be all dressed up. I'd get to the door. Mama catch me by my sleeve. Pull me. She said, honey. She said, wait a minute. And she'd go in there and get that big white family Bible off the coffee table. Brother Jason, she'd come in there. Open the Bible.
Yeah.
Open God's Word. We'll begin to read the Bible to me. You don't know what that done for me. I was raised in church. And I knew right from home. I was raised in a Christian home. And Mommy would read to me out of the Bible. And I never will forget it, Brother Chuck. She'd wrap her arms around me and I'd have my hand on the doorknob, getting ready to go out and climb in that car with drugs and alcohol and pill and LSD and dope. They was awaiting on me. And Mommy would grab me and embrace me and kiss me on the cheek. I tell you, there's things that you'll never forget in your life. How far will God's love reach?
Amen.
How far down will it go?
Right.
Oh, to know the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of God's love. And she pulled back from me. She pointed her finger, and it looked like it was that long. She said, honey, your daddy and I have done our best to teach you right from wrong. And you know, if something happens to you, you'll be like the rich man in hell. You'll lift up your eyes in the flames and the torment of hell. I tell you what we need in this world that we're living in right now more than any other thing is old time Holy Ghost conviction. God. We need the love of God to reach, and knock upon the heart's door of sinners. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you will only hear my voice and open the door, he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you and you can sup with me. He stands at the heart. Oh, Lord, would you send the drawing power again, Lord? Send that old time Holy Ghost conviction like they saw this morning, the old rugged cross. If we really, really knew the pain that Jesus endured, the torture and the suffering on the cross, why did he do it? For God so loved the world that you and I, he loved the ungodly, the wicked, the evil, the sinner. He loved the unworthy. He loved all of those that were messed up walking in darkness. Hallelujah. But he so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm telling you, he's the life giver this morning. The devil would have liked to snap his life out, hallelujah, and hold him in the grave, but they couldn't do it.
said. Oh, Herod could he could give the commands, but they could not take the life of the Son of God. Well, Lord, and hold him in a tomb. They did their awfulest, hallelujah, cruelty unto Jesus. They spit upon him and they pounded him in the head with a reed and planted a crown of thorns and put it upon him. My Lord, tied him to a whipping post. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. God the Father, hallelujah, made Jesus a soul, an offering for sin. He that knew no sin was made to be sin for us. Hallelujah. Lord, that we can be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. You know that you was not redeemed with corruptible things from your vain conversation and from your sins with silver and gold, but you've been redeemed by the blood of God's Son, the bleeding Lamb, the Holy Son. Raise your little hand this day and say, thank God for the cleansing of the royal and the red blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Lord, send it again, God. Holy, 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 holy. I've had the boys that turned it to me in the car. I usually ride in the back seat, sometimes in the front. I've had the driver to look around and say, hey, Tommy, man, what's wrong with you? Oh, Lord, I was like a fish out of water. Oh, Lord, I was so miserable. I was so empty. I was unhappy. No matter what I did, I could never fill the void. I tell you, when God breathed life into you, when you was born from your mother's womb, there's only one thing that I ever fill the void. And in your heart and in your soul, there's a spot only God can fill. And you say, Lord, I want you to fill that place in me. I'd rather to have your love, Lord, than anything in this old world. The drugs can't get it, the alcohol, the bars, the music. Hallelujah, it can never offer you peace. But can I tell you, his name is wonderful. He's the counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the Prince of Peace. He's my Savior. Raise your little head and say, I thank God my Jesus is real.
Yes, yes,
it's real. He's real. I said, boys, ain't nothing wrong with me. And I'd give a big old laugh and just join right in with laughing. But oh, my mommy's prayers, I could not outrun her tears. I could not outrun her prayers. Hallelujah, my dad's teachings. My Lord, no matter what I did and got involved in, there was something a drawing of the heartstrings of my very soul. Well, praise be to the Lord. And I've been telling you, Brother George, I got tired of running. And listen, it got to where I couldn't sleep of a night. My food didn't taste good. I was lost, away from God, had no hope, had no peace, headed to a devil's hell. And I wanted to live. I wanted something to satisfy me. I wanted peace and joy. I wanted the Lord to help me.
Oh, Lord. She did it time in and time out. Oh, God, I didn't think I'd go this route. Boy got saved right before I did. I used to go listen to him play lead guitar in a rock band, smoking the dope, popping the pills. It's amazing what the old devil can do to you. Just bind you with fetters and chains. The old pleasures of this world, come on, it'll never ever feel that place on the inside till we come to our Maker and say, Lord, you made me, you breathed into me the breath of life, and there'll never be anything that'll ever take the place of your love. He got saved right before I did.
He said, Tommy, he said, I'm happier than I've ever been. He said, I found the Lord. I gave my heart to God. He said, gone is the rock music and the drugs. He had the biggest smile on his face, Brother Jason. He stopped by the house and talked 2 hours, had his Bible with him. He said, my mom and my dad, me and my sister now, singing in a quartet, and we're singing gospel. He said, I've known it that lead guitar, and it don't play any rock and roll anymore. He said, it plays gospel. He said, would you like to come and hear us sing this coming Sunday night? You know, when you really get ready, when you really want it, when you really believe that He's got it, when you know that He can help you, when you know that you want Him more than anything, and I tell you, there was something in me, and I was right and ready. I want to make my surrender unto you, Lord. I'm tired of running. I can't run no more. I can't run no more. I'm tired of the mess in this world. I'm tired of the misery, Jesus. I don't have any peace. I said, where's the church? He told me where it was, Walden Gap Free Will Baptist Church, the church, an old wooden white church still standing today, built in 1916. Oh, Lord. He told me all the routes to take. I looked at mom and dad. I said, you want to go to church with me Sunday night? I tell you, they smiled so big you could hang a coat hanger in their smile. Well, praise be to the Lord. The rides glowed. They said, yes, honey, we'll go with you. I'm telling you, I got ready. Mommy and Daddy got ready. I'm going to tell you, prayer still works. Raise your little hand. I said, prayer still works. Oh, conviction still works. The love of God still draws. I tell you, you can't outrun the love of God. It'll find you.
Glory.
We all got ready, and I hopped in that 1974 Plymouth Duster, just had bought it. Mom was up front with me, Dad in the back seat. Out through there, went up 8th Street Road, cut off. I forgot that route now. Went up so far, so many miles, and there's a road to cut up a hill. Small, narrow road, and it was full of gravel. 1974, April the 28th, Sunday night. Here I was driving. My goodness. Oh, Jesus. I tell you, this is what the Lord did for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I don't know whether to cry. Missy was a texting this morning. Me and Mary was sending texts back and forth. I said, I'm sitting in here in my study and wiping the tears and crying. I said, I'm so happy and I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Can we love Him right now, Lord? I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you and I thank you. I thank you for what I feel, Lord. God is the world. God is the misery and the sin, Lord. I'm glad and I'm saved. Oh, Lord. I tell you what, Brother Chuck, I cut up that hill, pretty steep hill. Went up through there as I topped the hill and stirred to the old white church. Oh, God, take us back in our memory. Oh, God, don't let us forget, Lord, how you touched us and you dealt with us and spoken to us, Lord, the things you showed us. I pulled into that gravel parking lot there. I looked over there and there stood Jerry, the one I used to take drugs to in. He had the biggest smile. He had his case that held his guitar in one hand, a big old amp about this big. Any other, he set that old amp down like that. He went like this, come on, Tommy. Come on, Tommy. Can I tell you that's what Jesus is saying to the world? Come on. Come on. Come unto me and I'll give you peace and I'll give you joy. Hallelujah. I tell you, I went into that church and old wooden benches. Oh, glory. And I sat almost halfway back, maybe a little farther back. Mom was on across the aisle from me and Dad was directly behind me. That's the way we came in and sat down. that family got up to sing. Listen, I tell you what makes this so rich and so real. They got up to sing, prayer is the keys to the kingdom of God that unlocks the door. The Happy Goodman sings that song. And here I sat on an old wooden bench. Mommy's prayer still a working, and Daddy's teaching still a drawing. I sat there and I looked and stared between my feet in a little wooden floor. And how many's ever heard the lighthouse that Ronnie Hinson wrote back in 69 or 70? There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks the last sea. And when I'm tossed and driven, it sends out a light that I can see. I'm telling you, when they begin to sing the lighthouse, 20-year-old boy, I tell you, Sister Alicia, I can remember the day I looked in between my feet and I didn't wear glasses like I do now. And I watched. I watched as the tears dropped off in between my feet. Something was a squeeze of my heart. Oh, the love of God. If you've ever felt it, if you've ever felt the presence of the Lord and felt His peace, you'll never ever forget it. Give Him the praise today. Hallelujah to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, God, behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes in your life, I sat right there and I stared in between my feet and the tears was a-dripping. I looked up at that altar and guess who I saw? In my mind, I saw Jesus just as plain could be. And He was standing at that altar with nail scars in His hands. He said, if you'll come to me right now tonight and give me your heart and your life, I'll give you the peace and I'll give you the joy that you're looking for. Listen to the old enemy. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a murderer. Glory. You know what the devil told me? He said, you're too young. You can't go to that altar. Listen, you cannot live it. You will not be able to live it. Oh, Lord. It's only for old people. When you get old, you can settle down and join the church. That's what the old enemy told me. You know what Jesus said to me? I looked right into His face in a vision and He said, you won't last long. You won't last long. It's either me or the devil, heaven or hell. Hallelujah. Tonight will be your night. Raise your little hand today, church. Oh, Lord, today is the day of salvation. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And the Lord said, right now is the accepted time. If you'll come to me and give me your life, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. Well, glory to God, I came out of that old wooden bench, Brother Earl, and I made my way to an altar of prayer, and I said, I want you, Jesus. Raise your hand. I want you, Jesus. Would you save me? Well, glory, I cannot describe it to you. A heart black as coal, washed in the crimson bloodstream. Hallelujah, the blood of Emmanuel. And He made me whiter than the snow. I went down in misery. I went down hopeless. But when I came up in the power of God. I came up a Christian. I came up forgiven of all of my sins. Hallelujah. If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, say amen. Oh, God, you're real. You're alive. I got something I can feel. Praise be to the Lord. I tell you, when I got up on my feet and I stood, you know who was standing beside of me? My mommy and my daddy. I would hug mommy. I would hug daddy. I go back to mommy. I go back to daddy. And I said, I got it. I said, I'm saved. There's something that happened to me. I feel brand new on the inside. God is the world. And God is the misery. Raise your right hand today. My God is the sin. I tell you, I got peace. I traded it all in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord have mercy. I got 6 pages of notes. Now, where'd all this come from?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. I walked through my house this week studying. And I could not hardly talk to Mary for crying. I said, oh, God, how much did you love me?
How much?
Jesus, how much did you really love me? And it was like he took me right through the Word of God. He said, I loved you so much that it hurt. I laid my life down. I stretched out my hands. I let him drive the 9-inch spike nails through my hands and through my feet. And I wore the crown of thorns on my head. And I did it every bit for you. Holy, holy, holy. How much did he love you? He went all the way to Calvary's rugged brow. He went all the way to the top of Golgotha, the place of the skull. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He took my place. Listen, it should have been me crucified for all of my wrongs. But it took the just one saying to the Father, hallelujah. Have you ever heard the song? Just suppose God searched through the heaven and he could not find one willing to be a supreme sacrifice for you and I. And then Jesus says to the Father, says, Father, I'll go and I'll give my life a sacrifice and an offering. I will take their place. The Bible said he bore our sins, all of our sins on the cross of Calvary. He poured them. I'm going to raise it on a hand. When he took the nails through his hands and it took his feet. The Roman soldiers pounded him that deep into the wood. And when he did, they went right through every one of my sins. They ain't a sin that Jesus cannot forgive. And they ain't a sin that he cannot cleanse. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, can wash you and make you worthy of heaven of all your faults. Donnie Rambo wrote a song many years ago that made the charts. Hallelujah. He looked beyond my ball, and he saw my need. Hallelujah. Ain't God good here today? He did it all because he loved me. Hallelujah, Brother Chuck, to keep me out of the devil's hell. Oh, God, do it again, Lord. Do it again. Send it old time conviction again. Send the drawing power again, Lord. Woo. Hallelujah, Lord. Stir up my mind. Oh, Lord, don't let me ever forget what you've done, what you showed me, Lord. Ever forget the touch that I have had of your presence in my life. I want it. Raise your little hand one more time. I want it more than anything in my life. I want it. Oh! Hallelujah. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul here today.
Glory to God.
Amen. If you all feel like singing, you can. You want it. Rock and turn, Brother Jason.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Everybody in the house, if you're able, if you can, if you want to stand, praise be to the Lord. Let's just honor him just for a few moments here as we sing. My Jesus, your hand reached further down, Lord, than I could ever reach up. Brother George, when I reached up to him, he reached down to me. Oh, I thank him for the forgiveness. I thank him for the cleansing power. Praise be to the Lord. How many in the church today can remember that time that God touched you? Hallelujah. That moment, that very day that the Lord came into your heart and he made something new out of you. We're glory. I'm a walk in a brand new path now. Brother Turk, I don't walk in darkness anymore. I've got the light of life. Ain't Jesus good? He's the light of the world, and he'll shine a light right down in your soul and in your heart. Just listen for a few moments here as they begin to sing. Hallelujah. We'll honor Jesus with this song.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.